Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, one of the emerging trends of the last probably 10 years or so, I'd say, in Chardonnay has been the approach to doing unoaked Chardonnay. And I think the reason for that is simply because too many people used way too much wood and the wines became unbalanced. And while I tend to like a little bit of wood in my Chardonnay, you've been doing some exploring on some better examples of the unoaked variety.
Yeah, that's right, Hugh. First of all, we have to admit that Chardonnay is prized for its richness and its complexity. But it lives on a kind of sliding scale. Some Chardonnays call on oak fermentation and aging to be a richness multiplier, but others forego the oak and allow the grape to speak for itself. Now, Chardonnay is something of a chameleon, its shape under the influence of the winemaker. Now, in Chablis, in most cases, you get a straight-ahead Chardonnay with no oak, exhibiting the character of the vineyard and the vintage. Now, I tried a Chablis from Cervin, and it's a really good example. This is a village-level Chardonnay, simple and not glamorous at all. It comes in a screw top. Nevertheless, delivers true Chardonnay character, unimpeded by oak. So the nose shows apple blossoms, minerality, biscuit, and a touch of papaya, which is very intriguing. The palate reveals a burst of citric acid, followed by a kind of a round flavor of yellow pear. Very, very nice. It finishes with, a bitter acidic tang. And it's just a really nice example of good village Chardonnay. At $25, a very good dinner wine. Now, California became really notorious for its heavy use of oak, but you don't have to have it. And if you like California Chardonnay, here's a really good example of one that's unoaked. It's called the Crusher, unoaked Chardonnay, California 2018. This is a Sebastiani project, and it's very consumer-friendly. It's an unoaked Chardonnay from California, and oddly enough, it has most of those big-time California Chardonnay flavors, pineapple, lemon, and a kind of a sweet yellow pear. Now, through it, there is a really good acidity balancing all this, and although these are some flavors, there are some flavors like vanilla and caramel in it, there's absolutely no oak, so it's pretty amazing, very, very satisfying. Now, if you're making an oak Chardonnay, it's not all at the bottom end. There's some very high-end Chardonnays that work beautifully. And this is Louis Latour's Puy Fossé from 2018. $31, which is it's a serious price, but then again, this is a very serious wine. I think it's one of the most approachable and enjoyable and affordable white Burgundies I know. The wine will tell you how good Chardonnay can be with no oak treatment. Now, the aroma is fresh. It's like apple blossoms and a touch of bath powder. And the wine is just loaded with finesse. There's nothing in excess. Lots to love. The texture is soft and round, but it's offset by brisk acidity. The flavors creep in one at a time and then culminate in kind of a burst of flavor and a super long finish. There's lots of yellow pear, intense honey, and little hints of orange peel. So it all finishes harmoniously, and it'll just make you smile. Worth every penny, and I highly recommend it. So, Hugh, you don't have to throw out the baby with the bathwater. If you like Chardonnay but hate oak, there's lots of good choices.
Sounds great.
It is. I love this Louis Latour Puy Fossé. The first Chardonnay I ever tasted, by the way. We'll put all these on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.